WLFE DB Radio.
Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website,
metalmayhemroc.com.
Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic, and welcome to this week's show. Thursday nights, new content drops. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll find direct links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, however you consume your podcasting content. While you're there, do us a favor. Go back to the archive drop-down box, download some past shows, leave a review, sign up for our email mailing list. That's our way of staying in touch with you regarding new content, promotion, giveaways, merchandise available, that kind of stuff. Well, it's good to be back after a couple week of vacation. Spent some time just decompressing and enjoying a little bit of what summer has to offer. But we came back and it's been a tough two weeks, but an especially really tough 2 to 3 days. Tonight I'm taping this episode, and in the last 3 days alone, we've lost Mike Howe of Metal Church, lead singer of Metal Church, Joey Jordanson, the drummer of Slipknot and various other projects, and today Dusty Hill, longtime bass player of ZZ Top. A couple weeks ago, Jeff Labar and Gary Corbett of Cinderella, and it was disclosed today that John Hutchinson, David Bowie's longtime guitarist, the man responsible for some of the early mid-70s classic Bowie. It was announced today, but he passed away in April. So in a week where we're losing our rock idols and our musician heroes, seems to be obviously on a daily occurrence, I invited a couple of the Metal Mayhem ROC friends to the show. We have Metal Mark James from Mark's Audio Aggression and Ian O'Rourke from the band Motorlord to come on tonight and give us a little insight on these musicians that have passed. Hey, guys, sorry to get you on under these circumstances, but welcome to the show. How's everyone doing? How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right. It's been an interesting couple of weeks, I have to say. I mean, it seems like I've never seen anything like this in my life, to be frankly honest. I mean, it's like one guy leaves, and then next day another one's gone, and then another one is gone. It's like this chain reaction is going on.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a sign of getting older. Ian, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right, boys. I totally agree with Mark that, I mean, you know, and just like you had said, I mean, we're getting to that point where some of our heroes, for, you know, lack of a better term, like it or not, are approaching that age. You know, I mean, you know, those people that, you know, truly made an impact on us in a young age are in their old age. And it's going to get, you know, it gets, you know, more and more prevalent now as the years go by, unfortunately. So,
yeah, it's tough. I just celebrated my 54th birthday. Mark turned 58 in June. And through show research, I heard you're going to be 50 where this fall?
Yeah, September.
Oh, well, so between us, you know, we have the 50 decade covered. So, well, the other night I was hosting the Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show on thatmetalstation.com when the news of the passing of Mike Howe, the latest singer of Metal Church, the news broke, and both of you were in the chat room while I was hosting the show, and it took all of us. It was a shock. Mark, you're a big Metal Church fan, as both Ian and I are. this seemed to hit you especially hard. Tell us about your experience with Mike Howe, and how are you doing with this passing?
Well, I'll tell you what. My experience with Mike Howe goes back to his first band he was in, the band called Heretic. And it was the only album that he appeared on. It was titled Breaking Point. It was released on Metal Blade back in the, I don't know, it was like late 80s, I believe. And I remember our good friend, the Warhead from Metallica Overdrive in Rochester, he debuted that album on Metallica Overdrive. And like I said in that Facebook post, how much he really loved that album a lot. It was one of his favorites of that year. And I heard it, and I was just totally blown away with it. And that was my introduction to Mike. And then after he left Heretic, then I found out later on that, and like, I think it's around 88, 89, he joined Metal Church. And I was thinking, like, wow, Metal Church, they got a great singer, boy, that you know, to replace David Wayne, which, you know, another great singer that we lost as well. And, you know, and I have a few of the albums that Mike appeared on. I have the CD here called 11, which was the last CD he appeared on. The classic Blessing in Disguise. I got that. I also have Heretic's Breaking Point, of course, the CD. You know, what's amazing is I found this CD used at a now-defunct music store in Oswego. So I got lucky on that one. Mm. Very lucky. And lastly, the other Mike album I have is The Human Factor, which was another great album, too. So, you know, sadly, I never got to see Metal Church live back in the day. But at least I could still appreciate and enjoy their music, you know, from the comfort of home, at least. And, you know, but Mike was a great singer. He really was. I mean, 50, you know, at age 55, that's just too young. It's too young, too soon, you know? So, overall, but yeah. So going back to the beginning there, when he was in Heretic, I was like, wow, who is this guy? He's a great singer and all that. And he definitely, you know, he definitely nailed it pretty well. And, So I could go on and on, but yeah.
Well, fortunately enough, in the last 12 to 18 hours, there was a press release saying drugs and alcohol were not a factor in the passing of Mike Howe, the sudden death. So, Ian, your relationship and experience with Mike Howe, any lasting memories?
Yeah, I mean, when Blessing in Disguise came out, I mean, that was, you know, that was at that apex time, you know, in my teenage years, you know, where, you know, Metallica was always circulating and Sabotage was always circulating. And I was still into a lot of the classic bands like Van Halen and Dokken, but starting to get into these heavier bands. And I can remember when that album was played, there was a radio show called Metal Shop that used to be on one of the local radio stations back in the day. And they would, I think it was every Friday night they would play for like an hour or two, anything that was not your normal mainstream. And I can remember hearing that, you know, and that was game changer as far as another band on the horizon, you know. And you know, like Mark had said, you know, to come in and replace the original singer, you know, that, and he did it so well, you know. I mean, he just had a great voice. And, you know, you see some of the live stuff that they showed him. I never got a chance to see them live, but he was a very commanding person on the stage. So that right there just sets you right up for the fact that it's like, okay, not only can this guy deliver with the pipes, but he's got a very commanding presence to take hold of an audience and lead the band as such. So it's, you know, metal community, whenever something like this happens, you know, we all grieve. Because it's one of our own, you know, we all know that. So,
amen. Great commentary, you guys. Metal Mark, you're going to be on one of your radio shows this weekend. I heard that you're going to be doing a special. What? Tell us about it. What? Where can people hear your dedication to them?
I'm going to be playing a special block in memory of Mike on this coming Friday on Metal Mark's Vault. And that's at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. You could tune in live by going to metalmark.myl2mr.com. If you miss the live presentation, it will be available as a streaming podcast, and you can check that out at mixcloud.com/metalmark52.
Well, we look forward to that. I enjoy your show on the weekends. You do a hell of a job.
Thanks.
Well, we turned the Monday night. We all went to bed, and we woke up Tuesday, and another one fell. Joey Jordison, one of the original guys in Slipknot, the drummer for that band. He left there after a while. He was in the Murder Dolls and other projects. Ian, what do you know about Slipknot? Were you a fan? What's your commentary on Joey?
So Slipknot was a little bit after my time, but I can remember because I have a brother that is 10 years my junior, and he started getting into all the heavier stuff because he was at that age that I was already playing. So by that point, I was pretty enamored with Pantera, Type O Negative. I don't know if anybody remembers Fear Factory.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Offshoot of Fear Factory was Christian Old. No, it wasn't Christian. I can't even think of what the hell his name is. The singer ended up joining with Geezer Butler. He had a band called Geezer.
Mm-hmm.
Geezer ended up putting out two albums back in the day that were just solid. But I can remember when the first album dropped in 96 with, I think it was Mate Eat Kill, something along those lines. And then the next album dropped in 99 on Roadrunner. And they just happened to be label mates with Type O and a lot of those great bands. And Wait and Bleed was the big song that came off the album. And all I remember was flipping through TV one night and the fucking video for that song comes on. And I'm like, what in hell is going on? And it was like this rabid house party insanity in this old shithole house that they filmed with the band playing in the middle of the whole thing. And right around the corner from that, next thing I know, my kid brother's playing that and Godsmack and all those bands that were coming down the pipe. So it just happened to be that perfect time, you know. But I mean, they were a little bit beyond my scope, but like to reflect back on some comments, you know, Mark had made earlier, Joey Jordison, such a animal on the drums.
Yeah.
And when you see any of the video of him performing in concert, he took what Tommy Lee did to like another level with some of the antics with the drum kit. I mean, having it up on a big carousel spinning, you know, in front of the stage, you know, while he's playing, and he just played double kick. You know, he was a monster. So great, great bands for what they did, you know, at least from what I knew of them. It's too young, though, for somebody in the community, you know, the metal community to be gone. I mean, 46, he's still pretty much a baby, you know, as far as that was still.
The statement said he died peacefully in his sleep at 46. Jeez, it makes you stop and think what the hell's going on. Mark, what's your take on Joey?
Well, like Ian said, he was a hell of a drummer when he performed live. I mean, like I said, I've seen the videos of him performing on YouTube, and I was just, you know, he was a monster drummer. He was just insane. And the aggression that he, you know, that he put into his playing ability, and you know, just I don't know what to say. He was just amazing. I mean, you know, and like, you know, 40, you're right, 46 is pretty young to go. And I have to admit, I'm not really a Slipknot fan, to be frankly honest, but I do respect Joey's talent and his playing and everything. I'm not the type to bash people for what they listen to, but just to make that clear.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're all in a fraternity. And, you know, I don't like every band out there. Every band, you know, I play, I'm sure you guys don't dig, and vice versa. But when something like this happens, you know, we protect our own. And we, you know, remember Joey filled in with for Lars of Metallica one night when Lars had a panic attack or something?
And yeah, I read I read about that somewhere. Yeah, I remember that.
I think that was the famous gig where Joey sat in and Dave Lombardo sat in. They're at a festival. So maybe I could dig up the show, the YouTube clip and post it on the show notes. So, well, it does. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop there, because a couple weeks ago there was a double shot. The band Cinderella, Jesus, you know, when it rains it pours, they lost two of their members in the course of 18 hours. Jeff LaBar, the guitarist, was he the guitarist or was he the bass player?
Guitarist.
Yeah, Eric Brittenham was the bass player. But Jeff LaBar passed, and the day before that, their keyboard player, Gary Corbett. Ian, any reflection on these two gentlemen?
Well, I mean, going back and when you read, you know, the obits on these guys, you know, that are being done by some of the people in the business, I never realized that Gary Corbett actually was hand in hand involved with the creation of the song Shebop by Cyndi Lauper. So even if this guy never played another note, he was probably cashing in on old Cyndi Lauper royalties, even though they only play it on terrestrial radio now, or on, internet radio and on satellite radio now. But Jeff LaBar, I mean, very underrated guy for what he was at the time. I wasn't a huge Cinderella fan, but I can remember when they came out, first album, some of the stuff on the second album, you know, kind of caught my ear. I also didn't realize until reading further along in the obits that Jeff had started a solo project in 2014, and his son Sebastian played guitar with him. Mm-hmm. His son Sebastian just happens to be the lead guitar player in the band Tantric, which anybody that knows anything from, you know, the 90s radio and stuff like that, Tantric was one of those big bands in the late 90s that was coming up. The next wave, you know, between alternative and new metal kind of sound, you know, but I mean, they were a pretty big item, you know, so I mean, the kid at least had inherited good genetics. But another situation where, I mean, these guys, you know, they're right in our age group, you know, so to speak, and it's really sad, again, for anybody in our metal community to be going like that.
Mark, any commentary on Cinderella or Jeff LaBar?
Jeff LaBar, he was a hell of a guitar player, from what I remember. And, you know, I mostly remember the hits, you know, like on MTV back in the day, you know, like Shake Me, that was one of my favorites from them. Mm-hmm. Shake Me was a killer track. It's a kick-ass track. I mean, I liked it. And, you know, so it was basically, you know, I was aware of them, of course, when MTV used to play metal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I dug some of their stuff. I mean, you know, Shake Me, but to me, Shake Me was the standout tune for me. And I just thought, it's like, you know, these guys might, you know, I mean, these guys rock. And I wasn't concerned about the image or anything that they portrayed. It was, you know, that's just the way they are. And, you know, they just rocked, you know, they came out and they kicked ass.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's sometimes a name, Cinderella, they just get lumped in. But, you know, that Long Cold Winter, that was a great album. Night Songs, Tom Kiefer, he sided more on the bluesy side of things. There's a band out of Philly, you know, they had some moxie to them, and I enjoyed Cinderella. So,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, yeah, it just, you know, he was just an amazing guitarist, and, you know, and I remember many late night Saturdays watching their videos. And you know, what's funny is me and my friend used to live in Oswego back in the early 90s. We would watch Headbangers, but we would have it on mute, and we saw their videos, but we were also listening to Metallic Overdrive at the same time.
That's cool.
Talk about metal overload.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us did that back then, you know? We all were you know, I can remember, you know, Headbangers Ball was that delicacy that I would set the VCR that was on the spare TV to record, and I would watch it Saturday afternoon because I was listening to stuff that was on the radio for our Saturday night. So, or Sunday afternoon, excuse me. I totally get where you're coming from in that respect.
Well, so unfortunately, it didn't stop a couple hours ago as we tape this. It is Wednesday night. We lost a legend in the blues and rock and roll world, Dusty Hill of ZZ Top, 72 years old, passes in his sleep. Funny little twist, the other night the band played a gig and they had Dusty didn't play because of hip issues, and they had a longtime guitar tech fill in on bass, and another one passed in his sleep overnight. It's just terrible. Ian, how far back do you go with ZZ Top, and what's your reflection of the little old band from Texas?
Before we started off air, you know, I made mention to the both of you, but you know, you can't think about rock radio without going back and having ZZ Top be part of those memories. You know, I mean, I can recall driving in the car as a kid and hearing the song LaGrange, mm-hmm. or hearing Bush, or hearing, you know, any of those songs. I mean, you know, this is before the MTV explosion in the 80s, you know, with Eliminator and stuff like that. You know, these guys, you know, they cut their teeth early on. You know, I mean, Christ, you know, Billy Gibbons, you know, himself, you know, he jammed with Hendrix, you know, 69, 70, stuff like that before Hendrix passed. So, I mean, this guy is, you know, and here's one last thing that really needs to be mentioned. The last all original member band, the longest running all original member band, ZZ Top. No other band can say that.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. The Stones don't have all original members, you know, with them going. Aerosmith, they had guys that supplemented in between. Van Halen had their flip-flops. I mean, you go back, ZZ Top was the band. From the inception, it was Frank Beard, Dusty Hill, and Billy Gibbons. Yeah. So that's a long, long time right there. And unfortunately, now the marker's been set. So,
you know, that's an interesting, thanks for sharing that. That's an interesting tidbit. Mark, what's your take and commentary on ZZ Top?
Well, my first found out about ZZ Top, I was in junior high school back around 78, 79, 78 around that time. And my stepsister had the Fandango album on LP. That was my introduction to the band. And then, of course, the radio, the very first song I ever heard on the radio by them was Tush. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but that Fandango album, if you don't have it, get it. Oh, I'm sure you do have it. But anyone that never has it should get it, because that was my intro to the band, was that particular record right there. On side A of the album, it was a live show recorded. I forgot where it was recorded, but it was recorded live. Then on the B side, it was all studio stuff, and that is where you know, I heard Tush and all their other great hits. And so that's an album that is highly – that was my introduction to the band, was that particular album, Fandango. And then, of course, the 80s came along with the synthetic, you know, the synthesizers and stuff, and you know, the spinning guitars and the flashy women in the red car and all of those videos, you know. But, hey, that's who they were, you know. But I will always remember ZZ Top, especially their early years. And if you guys haven't seen it, I'm sure you probably seen it, or if you haven't seen it yet, there's a documentary on Netflix about them.
Somebody had just told me about that recently. Yeah,
if you have Netflix, it's still on there. Ooh. And it's called ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas, and it was a great documentary. It's a great. If you haven't seen it, check it out. for me, you know, the ZZ Top will always be, I will always worship the early years. And then I like the 80s stuff too, don't get me wrong. But man, that early raw, heavy blues, old school style jam that they did, oh man, I was just, for three guys, it was just, I was just blown away, man.
I agree.
So
there was one other passing, and I'll let you take this one. Tell us about the last gentleman that passed.
So it was just recently posted, but apparently it, you know, as we discussed, you know, happened back in April, was John Hutchinson. And for people that may or may not know, John Hutchinson was the earlier collaborating guitarist with David Bowie on such great songs like Space Oddity and such. You know, I mean, he's, you know, Mick Ronson and later on Earl Slick, you know, get a lot of the glamorous attention because they were the lead guys up front. But this was the guy that was a writing collaborator with him, doing a lot of the creating of this material. And, you know, it's, I mean, obviously, you know, he's, you know, of, you know, well, not just slightly of that age. You know, I think, would you say he was 73?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just, it's just another one of those things that, I mean, you know, in our community, you know, I mean, the metal community spreads into the rock community. And, you know, whenever you're dealing with any of these losses, it's just another thing that kind of, you know, gets you, you know, someplace a little bit sentimental, you know, reflecting back on things that you remember from, you know, your youth, but, you know, kind of brings that little bit of, you know, personal mortality, you know, back home, kind of like, you know, every moment is precious, you know, so don't spare it. You know, I mean, that's, it's just a, it was another, you know, it's this last week, just with the, every, or a little over a week, everything, the announcements that we've gotten has just been, you know, like Mark said, when we started off, it's kind of been unprecedented. You know, I mean, you don't, I can't recall having a time in the last 20 years where there was that many high caliber names in the music industry, you know, especially something that's closer to home, like what we all appreciate.
Yeah.
Where all these people died.
Well said. One more time, Mark, on your live radio show this weekend, where can people hear it and find it?
Metal Mark's Vault this Friday night at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Tune in live at metalmark.myl2mr.com. If you miss the live show, you can stream the podcast at mixcloud.com/metalmark52.
And Ian is the lead guitarist and singer of Motor Lord. Where could people find your product and what's going on with the band?
I want to make sure that I go on record so that way nobody thinks that I'm ever stepping on toes. I am the co-lead guitarist and the co-lead vocalist, you know, but that's neither here nor there. But if they go to any of the social platforms, you know, if you look at Motor Lord, we're there. If you go to herenow.com/Motor Lord, that is where you can actually go and get our information page. And it has linkings to CD Baby and Spotify and everything else if you want to purchase music from us. Hopefully, you know, we're trying to get some gigs ratcheted up. You know, things are, we're looking, you know, pretty positive. And then, you know, if you try to pay attention to the news at all, you know, it seems doom and gloom. And so I'm like, you know, let's just see what happens. And, you know, hopefully by the time fall rolls around, we can at least get some consistency when it comes to playing out again. But yeah, that's pretty much where we're standing with that.
All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you for, you know, coming on tonight and giving me your commentary, and, you know, we all share in this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, John. Appreciate it. And just want to remind everybody one thing. Don't forget my other show, Metal Mark's Audio Aggression, Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. MetalMark.myL2MR.com podcast, mixcloud.com/MetalMark52.
Sounds good. You
know, just like your show, you know, I never missed those other things either. I'm an adamant listener and follower to both Metal Mayhem ROC and Metal Mark's Audio Aggression and Metal Mark's Vault. So
Yeah, thanks, man. The Mark shows are convenient because you could stream them, and there's times when I'll, you know, re-listen to it or, you know, listen to it on demand. So props to you on that. So remember, Tuesday or Thursday nights, new episodes drop. I invite you again to listen to the Metal Mayhem ROC Live radio show on netmetalstation.com. For Metal Mark and Ian from Motolord, I'm the Vernomatic. This has been a reflection on our Lost Heroes episode, and we'll see you next week, folks.
Metal for Life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.